My name is John Erling. Today's date is November 14th, 2012. John, would you state your full name and your date of birth?
I'm John Brooks Walton. I was born April 28th, 1929.
Brooks, where does Brooks come from?
Brooks was my mother's maiden name.
You were born in the year of the stock market crash.
Yes, right before the crash.
Well, and it happened September 18th, Black Thursday. This makes your present age?
83.
Where are we recording this interview?
We are recording it in my office studio in Tulsa.
And as a matter of fact, there's a story about this house office.
Yes, it has a very interesting story. It was built in 1913, and it was the manager's cottage for the Manhattan Court Apartments, which were down at 11th and Boston. They were taking those down to make a parking lot, and this house was going to be torn down, and I was fortunate enough to find it. They gave it to me, I moved it, and it's perfect.
Yeah, it is. It is just great. Where were you born?
Coss City, Oklahoma. Old Coss City. Old Coss City is now underwater because of the Call Dam and Call Lake. But there is a new Coss City, which is, of course, much smaller than the original one. But my family relocated to Ponca City when I was 7, so I call myself a Ponca Cityan.
But you did live in the Coss City.
Yes.
Area. And
yes.
What year then about did they pump water in so they dam up the lake?
It went on forever, but I would say about in the 70s. They had quite a time relocating Call because, first of all, the population was going down and down. Actually, what I've heard is that Ponca City really didn't want Coss City to relocate because their town site was prime waterfront. So they were not that encouraging about it. But there was a family in Blackwell, the Peels, I believe is their names. They gave the money that it took to relocate Call.
Let's talk about your mother. Your mother's name?
Maddie Brooks.
Where was she from? Where was she born?
Her father was in the Run, and they homesteaded out of Kildare, Oklahoma.
You say the Run, and you're talking about the land run.
Yes, the land run.
Of 89.
Yes.
Her father was in on that run.
Yes.
And he came from where?
Kansas.
So he homesteaded then where?
Out of Kildare, Oklahoma, which is north of Ponca City, I think 15 miles or something like that. It's just a ghost town now.
Did your mother talk about land run stories at her
no,
father?
No, she really didn't. She really didn't. Of course, I was familiar with the land run because of growing up in Ponca. And when I decided to write my two books on the historic homes of Ponca City and Kay County, I realized that in our family library, we had a book that was put out by the Ponca City DAR in 1939 called The Last Run, and they have republished it. So it was a wealth of information for me.
That would be your grandfather we're talking about. What was his name?
John Brooks.
What was your mother like? Describe her personality.
Mother was a very warm and giving person. I had a sister that was 6 years older than I, and I had a sister that was 5 years younger than I. So the siblings really didn't have much in common until we grew up and had our own families. Unfortunately, mother died of cancer at the age of 58, but she was certainly a very warm and giving person.
How old were you then when she died?
I was 27.
Your father's name?
Ray Earl Walton. He was from the town of Gage, Oklahoma, in western Oklahoma. He and his family were there. They eventually relocated to Blackwell, Oklahoma, and lived there for several years.
What was he like?
Father was a very hard worker, very dedicated to his work. He was a salesman for a wholesale produce company and would travel on the road each day but come back at night. I really did not appreciate my father that much until I began having children and realized the responsibilities that he had had. So we had a good relationship.
You didn't appreciate him because of the way he treated you? Or?
Oh, no, no, not so much that. He was, how's the best way to say this? He worked very hard and provided for our family very adequately, but he wasn't that much of an outgoing person as far as the family was concerned. Mm-hmm. He was a wonderful salesman. So that's sort of our relationship.
The first house that you would remember that would be the one that you were living in, obviously, what was that like?
The first house that I'd lived in, I was born there. The doctor came to the house, and I was born there in Cost City. We did not own the house. It was on quite a bit of land. It had a servant's house in the back, garage, a wash house, a tin little stable. The original owner had a couple of horses, and it had a gravel tennis court, which we never used, but it was there. We lived there until I was six, and then we purchased a house and lived there for a little over a year before we relocated to Ponca City, and we took the house with us. We moved the house from Cost City to Ponca City and added on to it, put a fairly large addition on the back of the house. I have many, many memories of that house.